I am approaching the center of an archaeological dig on the site of Lord Baltimore's original settlement in Fairyland. All around me, exploited students toil under the overseer's lash in what promises to be for them a long summer pseudo-job. Joining me now, the scholar whose grant money is making this dig happen, Dr. Ian Trumbull.
Hello.
He is a professor in theater studies at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's, and notably the foremost expert on Elizabethan drama in the New World.
If you say so.
Some years ago, Doctor, you discovered the lost manuscript of Ned Murren's Carlos, Duke of Portugal.
Yes, yes, a work first performed right here at Fairyland in 1587.
And the earliest extant piece of New World drama.
Well, I was fortunate enough to find the manuscript of a second Murren play, the sad comedy of Rex Finismundi.
Which has just been published.
Indeed it has, yes.
I would like to talk about Rex Finismundi, but first, Professor Trumbull, perhaps you can give us the lowdown on this dig?
Well, we're currently excavating the great hall of the Fairyland settlement, and the work is shedding enormous light on our understanding of New World stagecraft.
Lord Baltimore would have lived here, then?
One theory is that he would have lived here, yes. While others maintain not.
Where, then?
Somewhere else, most likely in an adjacent dwelling.
I see.
Yes. Now, regardless, the Great Hall would have been used for public events, festive gatherings, proclamations on torture and execution, theatrical performances, and so on. So
we are literally standing on the spot where the first play was performed in the New World.
Quite possibly, yes.
Now, did the settlers simply copy Elizabethan theatrical traditions, or do these excavations suggest a distinct New World approach to stagecraft?
Early days yet, but the picture of something quite autochthonous is emerging. Now, if you can imagine it, Paul, at this end of the Great Hall was a large open area.
The back of the hall?
Yes, or depending on one's perspective, the side or front.
Right, okay.
Yes. Now, that area would have served as the stage.
Right. Now, what about the audience?
Well, we've uncovered these rough-hewn benches and a smaller number of smooth-hewn ones, and we suspect that they may have been set alongside these table-like artifacts.
Which are used for...
Possibly for eating off, perhaps even for writing on. See here, there would have been room now for a plate or other slightly concave disc, and here a vessel could have been set down.
Yes, yes. And a cutting implement, say, some sort of prong to bring the food to the mouth area. Mm-hmm. That could have been laid here.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, initial findings indicate that most of the audience would have sat down to watch the play, probably on these benches, while others would have stood up, sometimes leaning against the edge of the table-like objects, against a wall, or perhaps even against a beam. Still, others may have moved about occasionally.
It's really coming to life for me suddenly here, Doctor. This is fantastic. Now, you've also uncovered a connection between Lord Baltimore's retinue here in Fairyland and the London stage of the time.
Indeed, indeed. Among the members of Baltimore's household shipping off to the New World, the records name one Gerald Filch, his duties listed as pantler and horsen.
Stable work?
Fairly stable, I should imagine, yes. Now, Filch later returned to England and became fool alternate in the court of James I, where he made a significant contribution to jesting. Filch had a special wand that elicited laughter when waved in a certain manner, which he referred to as his shtick.
So you think that he might have come up with his shtick here in Fairyland?
I do. And I also think that the role of Farmer Brendan in Rex Finismundi was written for him.
Why is that?
Well, one scene in particular... you stroll the boards occasionally, Paul.
I've been known to.
Well, let's act out the scene. I'll play Rex, you can play Brendan.
Well, this is exciting. Performing in the very footsteps of the first New World thespians.
Pipe down, everyone. Pipe down.
Perhaps a short summary is in order, Dr. Trumbull?
Captain Mundi, passengers and crew, on a foolhardy journey to establish a utopian settlement in the New World, are shipwrecked and fall into violence, deep self-loathing, and arrogant stupidity from which Rex Finismundi tries vainly to rescue them. Here we are. Act 12, Scene 7. Enter Brendan, farmer to the colony.
That's me.
Hail, Captain Mundi!
Farmer Brendan, ho!
Ho!
Ho, ho! What news, good Claude?
Some luck, my lord, but though our lives are spared, the kine and sheep have suffered deathly death.
No, say it is not so.
It is not so, you say, I say, but in faith I lie, for lo, 'tis so.
Good jester of the barnyard, be careful with our seeds, and do not shake thy shtick at me.
My pine-clad heels and daughter spreads her hands, protecting nubs of life that sprout this land and feed the cast-offs from our foundered ship. the cast of our founder's colonial dream.
Ah, and ah again.
Ah.
And fie, but that this new world ventured. See a new world time. This hundredweight of years grows old. Stone cold, bold. Bold let us be, as 1500 dies, and a new demi-millennium takes hold.
Bravo! 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 Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It's quite all right. That tricky meter there, Doctor. Exhilarating, though.
Rousing, I'd say.
Yes, I see what you mean about the part being written for Filch. But how does the discovery of Rex affect your early assertion that Ned Murren was really the assumed name of the young William Shakespeare?
Well, I think the language, the allusions, style of plagiarism, seen again in Rex, confirms it without a doubt. I'll be making that argument, by the way, in detail in my forthcoming book, tentatively entitled A New Shakespeare Comedy with Sample Film Treatment.
Great. Well, let's hope that it puts forever to rest the widely held belief that you're nothing but a complete and utter fraud and charlatan.
Let her, sir.
Professor Ian Trumbull, always a pleasure checking in on your Elizabethan Empire. And good luck with the dig.
Thank you, Paul.